You know, we answer questions and try to face challenges that homeowners have inside, outside, and coast to coast. Right now, let's head to California. Deb has a question about a table that's important to her. Deb, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi there.
Good. What's going on here? I understand, first of all, talking about a beautiful teak table. That sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah. So we just bought this beautiful table for our deck. We live in Bell Canyon, California. We just moved back in due to the whole fires that kind of swept through our neighborhood. And we got to move back in, and we bought this beautiful teak table. And the first day we had it, we christened it and had a meal outside with our family. And there seemed to be some oil from, I don't know, rice, I guess, that was spilled onto the table. But it even has watermarks on it just from putting the glass. So I'm not sure if it's not sealed or whatnot, but we have all these little teeny spots and not sure how to get rid of them.
Okay. All right. Well, certainly, first of all, we can't imagine what you had to go through with the fire out there. We were we did an episode out above San Francisco last year, and I was just completely amazed at just could not believe what type of damage that caused, and certainly in your area as well. So you certainly sound like you have a great positive attitude right now.
Well, we were very lucky. We had 10 houses on our street, and 3 have survived, and so we were very grateful and lucky. But the fire was right up against our property, and wow. I don't know. Grace of God, it survived somehow,
absolutely.
But everybody took a toll, and we're all just trying to be positive, and nobody got hurt, and, you know, we'll rebuild, and everybody's got a good attitude.
Boy,
so.
That is
upgraded. I mean, when 70% of the homes are damaged, it's hard to, you know, you realize how lucky you really were, but we feel so bad for everybody out there, and I'm glad you guys are back on your feet and everything's okay.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you could share that with us and also with our audience. Joe, what do you think about this teak table? First of all, Joe and I love wooden tables like this. That sounds
especially
awesome.
Yeah, especially teak. Deb, and thanks for sending those photographs. First of all, I'm not familiar with Bell Canyon, but wow, that you've got a beautiful view off the back of your patio or deck or whatever that is. So that is really spectacular.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much time I'd spend in the house with a view like that.
But, I know. This is our living room.
Yeah, good for you. Well, thanks for sending those photographs, because I clearly see that you've got some oil stains on there. And teak is a relatively hard wood, but it is, like any wood, porous, and it absorbed that oil. All right, so now what can you do about it? It doesn't have, looks like it has no finish on it at all, or if it does, it's a very light finish, so that would prevent staining. But what we could do is, first, you want to try to absorb whatever stain is left. Now, it's been there for a while, so I don't know how much you're going to get out at this point, but you could try like crushed kitty litter. There's a product called Barkeeper's Friend, which is kind of like a comet that you can get at a hardware store. You could try that. They do make hardwood floor cleaners that you could try, but I think I would just try soaking out. The stains aren't that bad, and I think when you go back and oil this table, and that's what I'm going to recommend, not a varnish, not a polyurethane, nothing like that. You don't want to seal this under a hard surface. You want an oil finish. And the oil finish I've used is from a company called Watco, W-A-T-C-O. And I think it's just called teak oil finish or something like that. And you just rub it on. You pour it on a rag or on a brush and brush it on. Let it soak in. And now that's not going to hide the staining, but it might, the stains are there from the oil, but it might disguise them enough that you might not see them because you're putting oil on top of it. And you could try it in a small spot. And there are other, by the way, there are other exotic woods and hardwood oils you can check out as well at the local home center hardware store. But that's what I would recommend, is just going over with a oil specifically designed for teak.
Okay, great. And you think you said kitty litter would take it out?
Yeah, something, you crush it. Right? Because kitty litter is an absorbent, right? So get clean kitty litter, crush it, you know, put it on the ground and crush it with a 2x4 or something, a little block or a brick, then sweep it up and just rub it onto that spot, leave it for overnight or whatever, and see if that absorbs. The Barkeeper's Friend might be a better option because it's a finer powder. I just thought of that. You know, that's a little finer. And you could try one of those two ideas.
Yeah. We'll try anything. I mean, we wash it down with Simple Green and warm water, and that's what we were told to do. And it just keeps, like anything we put on it, it just keeps staining it. Yeah. You know,
and the good thing, Deb,
just water.
The good thing, Deb, is teak is extremely weather-resistant and durable. That's why they make boat decks out of it. So even if you have a little oil stain on it, I don't think that's the worst thing.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you so much. Hey, I appreciate it.
Our pleasure, Deb.
Good
Best
luck.
Of luck to you. Let us know if we can help you any other way.
Thank you so much. Thank you.